Okay.
Mm.
Well, it's been a while.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're back. We're back in full motherfucking effect.
And if you thought that we were just gonna like bring it, we took a break and now we're re-energized and ready to go.
No. If anything, we all realized how much more we enjoyed our lives without having to do this show.
Oh my God.
But you know what, I will say I did.
I'm looking on Apple Music and so you know there's like originally it was J-pop for like Japanese pop.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then there's K-pop for Korean pop.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Now they got this new one, C-pop. What's that stand for?
Huh?
What do you think that stands for?
Chinese pop?
Chinese? Or something like, you know, I mean, it's all the slur also
starts
with C.
Yeah, the slur also starts with C.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why you true. Can't do it.
I would have guessed Chinese. I would have said Chinese, but I guess think something else.
It does stand for Chinese.
Yeah.
I know that for sure. But if there was a category called N-pop.
Right. That's what I was worried about. I thought it was like some country I didn't think of called N-pop.
Oh.
But C-pop. C-pop, I don't like because it sounds too much like CPAP.
Yeah, the machine.
They're kind of coming into my territory.
I'm
going to
get a C-pop machine.
A C-pop machine?
And it's just headphones that play Chinese pop music. They play that Jackie Chan album.
That's good shit.
Okay, I love you.
You know what I'll say? Okay, so.
Okay, I love you.
Banger-roonski. So one thing that, I'm not on TikTok, but they've started doing the fake like TikToks on Instagram. They got a lot of Chinese bitches dancing, and I'm pretty interested in what they got going on over there.
Yeah.
So smooth.
Do you think they give pussy to this song in China?
I think so. Maybe on like your
after Chinese prom.
After Chinese prom, you fuck to this. This is the song the state sanctioned you to lose your virginity to.
At prom, when they select the Sonya and Johnny Cage of prom.
Oh my God.
This is so good, dude.
Do you think that, what is it? So every song to them is just in a Gata de Vida.
Basically, yeah.
It kind of just sounds, it's just slurred, like slurred.
They have a language, an in a Gata de Vida based language.
This is a really good song.
It's one of the greatest songs ever recorded.
Yeah, I agree fully.
It's that good.
This is when Elton John heard this song, he said, this is the kind of song that makes me wish that I had been Chinese instead of gay.
Yeah,
right.
I never
he took
regret.
The blue
I wish,
pill.
I wish like, God I never, had checked off Chinese instead of gay.
I never regretted being gay until I heard this song. And I thought, why couldn't I have been Chinese instead? Mm-hmm. And had that as my disability.
Yep.
My fancy disability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say he regrets not ever tasting pussy because only a man who's tasted pussy nectar could make a song.
It kind of sounds like he's singing it while eating pussy.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's kind of like that's what it feels like. When I eat pussy, that's what's going on in my head.
Yeah.
That's the soundtrack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, dudes? I've missed you.
Adam, you had a little Euro trip, I heard.
Yeah.
You went hitchhiking?
No, I rented a car.
You went barebacking across
Europe? Yeah, you went barebacking across France.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You got raped by, who's that guy's character in Eurotrip?
Mm-hmm.
From SNL?
Dude, I went to, you know,
Tom
Nice.
Green.
In the train.
You know Nice Pizza?
No.
It's pretty good. It's good pizza.
The Here? One by, come on, everybody.
Yeah. There's like a turf war.
Oh, yeah, that place is good.
There's a turf war between them and Speedy Romeo's.
Is there?
But I went there the other night, and it was like... Right before like a rainstorm breaks, so like the air is whipping around, low pressure.
I love
dark
that
out.
Stuff.
And they had the whole front open, and the waiter, who's like he's like older or something. I don't know. It might have been the guy that owns the place.
Yeah,
wearing like a Warriors fitted.
And, hell yeah!
And but like French, maybe like Algerian or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And just drunk as hell on.
Oh morning. Fuck yeah!
And just being like. What do you want?
Dude,
and he did his job.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great. It was good serve. I feel
you
like
you, of all people, respect someone yeah. who can be drunk and do their
I
job.
I was like, can we get the Savoyard pizza? Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay. Dude, and just sort of like what? And then he's like listening to like weird French house music, fuck just yeah, blasting dude. It in the
yeah.
Those guys absolutely
just rubbing
rule.
His own.
No,
neck.
That guy was awesome.
I went to Marseille.
I'm still thinking about how cool that guy was.
Yeah,
just those guys like the old like trip hop club scene guys.
Mm-hmm.
That just hang out and.
Listen to shit like that.
Yeah. No, I mean more like ambient stuff, like the drum and bass.
Like that
subculture from like 20 years ago, where people would like hang out at like.
So kind of like that, but slower. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Yeah, we'll go ahead. We'll listen.
Let's listen to something we'll just so I get an idea.
It's like
what
from
you're
a fight
about.
Sequence. Yeah. And like
guys, you
should have
seen this.
I feel like
you
should have
seen
describing.
This Algerian French guy that I saw.
Dude,
really nothing notable about him other than I had a nice dinner and it was funny watching this guy being trashed at work.
Nah, but I think it's important that we listen to some music.
Always.
Okay.
We only listen to music on this podcast.
I think I was pretty close.
It is funny. I heard that people they upload the show to YouTube and then they have to take the music out.
Oh, really?
So they can.
So
monetize.
We should just have music going on the whole time.
Well, no, they just edit it out so they can monetize.
But if we have it going on in the background, then they have never
no
be able to do it. That's
like
what we
the
need
episode
to start
where
doing.
We had that song play the entire time.
Yeah,
yeah,
that'd be so funny.
That's honestly what we should.
Listen,
do.
Listen, well, you motherfuckers need to start kicking up. Okay,
think
about this as a mafia family. We need to get our little fucking taste of all your little YouTube channels.
I brought
channels.
That up because they have to edit the music out. So the idea would be to catch. I'd be like, "Hey, Adam, what's my name?"
Mm-hmm. Nick.
Okay, say my name again.
Nicholas.
No, hold on. Say it
slower.
Wait. Say
give it 1 second and then
yeah,
say it.
Okay. Say the first part of my name.
And
this is a good song.
And then.
I bet you that's not long enough, though.
Say Garanimals.
Oh, I see what you're trying to do.
So
they edit the music out, and Adam has said the N-word.
Yeah, it's like like a Mad Magazine fold-in.
Yeah.
Which I always was my favorite part of Mad Magazine.
That would piss me off. I would never be able to get it right.
So we're doing Cumtown fold-ins by cutting the
music
Eagles out. But... By the way,
that was the Eagles. I thought that was ambient music.
No, it's the Eagles.
That's which just rock
the
and
thing
roll.
We can play all this because I have dirt on Don Henley. I know he's
right,
a pedophile.
Right.
So they can never sue
a
us.
Murderous pedophile.
Yeah,
we should just get this show ended through multiple copyright infringements. We just start playing the Beatles and Michael Jackson.
Just playing Prince. Yeah. Then turn it off. You're like, I think this guy was a fag. I'm glad he's dead.
We should start a battle with Lars Ulrich.
Dude, that's so true.
The one guy who would not stand for his copyright infringement.
He can suck my dick, frankly. Yeah,
he can scars my whole dick. Scarfs my whole dick.
He can scarfs my whole dick. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I only slept 2 hours last night. Bow, bow. I was a little worried about doing the show, but I feel...
Oh, you had the Sunday scaries.
The what?
It's like when someone on Sunday night is scared to go back to work.
To the workplace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, to be honest with you, I was just up till 2 a.m. playing Breath of the Wild.
It's a good game.
Did you play it?
Yeah.
I bought it when it came out and I never touched it.
I played it.
I forgot
it. I was playing Breast of a Child.
I no. forgot
yeah,
I
had you
I was
were.
Playing Breast of the Hot Girls.
That's
okay. How about that?
Ooh. Fuck.
Ooh, 15 love.
God damn it.
And actually, what's
funny
is you were
the...
playing Penis of a Child.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't.
Well, I was playing Breast of Hot Girls.
No, I was.
Can we get the official score, Nick?
No. I got Breast of a Child.
What's that called?
Fast.
Huh?
What's that called in tennis? Don't all the scores have different names?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
15 love, 30 love.
It's 30-15 my way, bitch. Don't even think that it's your. I don't know.
How
was
it 30-15?
I'm thinking
because
I aced you that
no,
first. I said
then
breast
that
of a 15, child. That was an
and
ace.
And then I said breast of hot girl back.
You fell on your ass.
And then
dude.
I said
at Roland Garros
because golf is just
birdie,
all the
eagle.
Old Irish and Scottish people that can't handle like not giving everything a nickname.
Yeah, birdie and eagle and There's toucan.
You give him the old eagle.
You're sparrow. Like,
what do you mean give him the eagle? Yeah, you know, suck his dick. Why don't you just say that?
Is that what go on and get your eagle on?
Yeah,
girl.
Drop down. That's what the band The Eagles
is. The Eagles are about sucking cock. The Nelly song is about sucking cock.
Dirty Laundry, Don Henley famously wrote about that. We had to go do a show one time, and literally every piece of clothing he owned was rock hard with other guys' cum.
I hate it when that happens.
He walked out on stage in his cowboy boots only with a guitar.
Mm.
He's like, boy, I really hope the Red Hot Chili Peppers don't steal this.
steal this 30 bit. Years later?
30 years later, steal it. No, and then it's Don Henley completely naked, and then Marty McFly in the audience being like, or not Marty McFly in the audience, the guy from Back to the Future.
The guy who called his cousin?
He's like, hey, it's me, Eric Flea, your cousin. you got to hear about this.
It's me, John, that looks like Will Ferrell. Your cousin. That's the drummer's name.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny because
Chad.
Like, people always pointed that scene's racist because it claims that a 5'2" white man invented rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Right. They stole it from, who do you say? Marvin.
Yeah.
It's your cousin.
Yeah.
What's
Martin Luther King. It's your cousin.
It's Martin.
It's your cousin.
It's your cousin Jeffy Luther King Jr.
You gotta
be dreaming, bro.
No, we gotta. There's a new dream you gotta say. Yeah. Hey, Stokely Carmichael. It's me. Ephraim Carmichael. I got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
man.
Marty McFly is like, we got to cure Parkinson's by any means necessary.
That's cool.
We should say that.
That's awesome. So it becomes like a Parkinson's thing. Mm-hmm. He starts the Parkinson's Panthers.
Yeah.
And just a bunch of shaky motherfuckers in turtlenecks.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
That's good. The Parkinson's Panthers. We got something going on here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about the show at all, except one time I thought of, the show was on so I could say this thought that popped into my head, and it was Suck Dickberg. Mm-hmm. It's Mitch Hedberg.
No, you can just leave it at Suck Dickberg.
And it was like, I used to suck dick. I still do, but I used to too. I'm sorry. It was Get Hedberg.
Yeah.
I used to get my dick sucked.
Oh, Get Hedberg.
Okay. Get Hedberg.
Okay. I was walking around.
I'm Get Hedberg. You're Suck Dickberg.
No, no.
I was walking around my apartment doing Jeff Foxbarely.
That's good. Like,
if you don't get any pussy, you might be Jeff Foxbarely.
You just might be me.
if your dick is small, you might be Jeff Foxbarely.
If you get scared when you see a pussy,
yeah,
he might be Jeff Foxbarely.
If your balls are so small they make a ding noise when they hit each other, they ding like a bell, you might be Jeff Foxbarely.
I love Jeff Foxbarely.
Yeah, I kind of want to get a little jacket and go on, just shave my shit down to the mustache.
Dude,
again.
You should get that, yeah.
And then ask for spots at, like, the stand.
For your triumphant return.
Not, like, Saturday night.
Not my audience at all.
Yeah.
I'm fucking like no stage presence whatsoever.
And people probably would laugh the first few times.
Yeah.
And then you do it for 15 straight minutes.
I would bomb.
Yeah. You would absolutely bomb.
Yeah.
You'd have a nice.
If you're a fucking fag.
Yeah. You just even start abandoning the outline of the bit.
You might be a fucking fag.
I mean, I'm Jeff Fucks Barely.
Yeah.
If you might suck dick barely, you just fucking.
Aaron Burr having to clean up afterwards, being like, that was fucking funny. What's the matter with you fags? And then he doubles down and somehow kills. He's like, he was right. You guys are fucking fags. Look at this guy. Where'd you get that shirt? The women's bathroom? It was on the floor. Some tranny used it to wipe her pussy. Her fake pussy.
Woo! Yeah. The place is shaking. The place is hooting and hollering.
With special guest, Aaron Berg.
Aaron Berg is hosting SNL. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Just the first sketch opens, and it's clearly a women's bathroom on the New Jersey Turnpike. And then Alec Baldwin and like high, like falling over on high heels in a wig.
Yeah.
I was wondering if there was a place I could pull my penis out in front of a child.
In front of a baby child.
Yeah. What SNL would have been if Shane had stayed on VH1.
Oh, fuck. God, we could have had that.
What? Yeah, dude. Man, my fucking back is fucked up from sleeping on a little ass Greek mattress.
Yeah.
How do I fix my back? I feel like a strain in my lower
back. Maybe get acupuncture.
Where in your lower back?
It's like fucking...
I don't know. Back shit's fucking tricky.
It's fucked me up. Dude, it's been... I've just had a fucked up back for a month now.
Yeah.
Really? How's your return to the motherland?
It's like your lower back muscles, they're like your abs. They have to like hold you up, basically.
Yeah.
So they're just
there's like
always
a weird fucked up strain, and they're always getting.
Yeah, so you can't, you know, it's not like another thing where you can just fucking
just rest it.
Yeah.
And that's what sucks too, you know? It's my stroke muscles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every time I fuck, it gets aggravated.
So you got to fuck on your back.
I use my arms.
Don't fuck on my back, dude.
I use my arms.
I'm a take charge kind of guy.
But you're a bouncy kind of guy. That's a good idea. You're literally a bouncy castle.
I have parallel bars over my bed, and I fuck like the murder ball guy.
That's awesome. That's what I'm going to start fucking.
Slam my...
You fucking a handicap stall?
Limp lower body.
I'm going to have to start fucking that way, dude, because you know me. You know,
dude, that's how powerful men like to fuck.
Yeah.
But it fucks my shit up.
Iraq veteran style.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. I respect that. Yeah. That's a little nod to the soldiers.
I just got back
soldiers.
From Afghanistan, and boy, are my arms tired. Because I have to use them to have sex, and I was raping.
I was raping civilians.
And you
desperate
might be
to flee. If you go to Iraq and rape Iraqi babies,
but remember,
trying to get into Germany because their father was an interpreter for the U.S. Army.
You might be Jeff Foxberry.
You might be Jeff Foxberry.
You might be a fucking...
There it is.
And that's my time.
the closer. The closer. Saying a really long N-word.
Yeah. Hey, sound guy, you got my music cues?
You really got to nail this one, brother.
We're going to listen to the Eagles for a couple minutes. Well, I think about new bits.
What about the Blue Penis Comedy Tour?
Hey, y'all, thanks for having me. I know I've done about 4.5 minutes, but let's just chill out and listen to the Eagles for a second while I come up with new bits.
Just vibe. I'm going to write some jokes right now in this little break.
Just fucking smoking a little one-hitter.
Yeah. Lighting the chillum up.
I'm gonna get my chillum out today.
It's a good fucking song.
Oh yeah, I know this song, dude.
What if it was like one of these gay ass fucking nights?
That's a good bit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is a fucking banger, dude. Sir, you got your demons, and you got desires, but I got a few of my own. Sucking a man's dick, that's the shit I wanna do. I wanna suck a man's dick. Oh, shit. Hell yeah.
Y'all,
yeah.
I'm still coming up with this. Yeah.
I got tired of that last song, but I need another couple minutes.
Hey,
go switch it.
Give me your chair. I don't want to sit on the stool. Give me a real chair.
I need a back.
Y'all like my sunglasses? Yeah, I'm Jeff Foxberry.
Jeff Foxberry. Yeah, you should do this, man.
Yeah. People leaving. I'm refusing to get off stage. Picking up prisoners
and putting them in a pen. Is this the Eagles too?
Don Henley. Nice.
Yeah, this feels like the 80s version. And all she wants to do is dance. Molotov cocktail, the local drink. And all she local wants to drink. Do is dance, dance. And mix them up right.
kitchen sink. Yeah, that's
awesome.
That's gonna really make all the children that listen to this mad. They can't handle cool old man.
They can't handle Don Henley,
dude. They can't handle it, dude.
Sorry, you're listening.
They're like,
to
I need to listen to Grimes or Katy Perry.
Yeah, well, yeah, you young kids are
fucking Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
My new music.
My new music.
My new music that I'm listening to. Carly Rae Jepsen and Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson, they love Kelly Clarkson.
Just
Zoomers can't get enough of Kelly Clarkson.
If you're 17 years old, you're probably listening to fucking
Ruben Studdard,
Mandy Moore.
They just love
Clay Aiken.
They love alumni fucking American Idol. Zoomers love that shit, dude.
You're probably listening to Daughtry.
You're listening to Chris Daughtry. You're listening to that guy with the silver hair.
Yeah.
Fuck
was
his name?
Yeah, you can't handle murderous pedophile
Sanjaya.
Yeah, Sanjaya, of course. William Hung, they love.
You know how those Zoomers be listening to William Hung.
They fucking love American Idol, dude.
2003 American Idol.
Fuck. Yeah, Don Henley definitely fucked kids, huh? Is that what people are saying?
No, there was a dead kid.
Oh, damn.
In his house.
Yeah, that is what the song Dirty Laundry is about.
Yeah.
Oh, he wrote a song about killing a child?
It was about an ambitious...
ambitious child?
DA trying to take him down.
No, it wasn't a DA. The DA, it was just one reporter at KTLA. Nice,
dude.
That was sort of a classic.
Your farts got stronger.
Looney Tunes style. Yeah.
That was like a soundboard fart. You could be a Foley artist with that type of fart.
When I get back to Greece, I just kind of recharge all that.
That was a clump style fart. You could have put that in a damn movie.
I got a cough. You got a cough from Nick. He was trying to hold it in like a good soldier, but he got to him.
Oh, so I was telling Nick before you got here, Stav, but...
Mm-hmm. What? You guys were talking without me?
Yeah, we were talking.
I thought we all agreed.
He's going to do the beep. I see.
I thought we all agreed we never talk unless all three. Anyway, go ahead.
I went on my friend's bachelor party this weekend and went to go see The Dead.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
And it was...
Stop, you like my candy bowl?
Dude, I was waiting to compliment on you when there was a lull in the conversation.
Nick's got a bowl of Magnums and Blue Cheese.
Magnums, Blue
Cheese,
joints,
table.
And what are those, pussy wipes? What's that card, Ben?
It's an EBT card.
How'd you get an EBT card?
Are you scamming the government?
No, I used to be poor.
Oh, it's an old one.
It's an old one.
No, it's like ODB.
This was for this is my little joke that I was sending around to my group chats that I'm putting this out on Halloween.
I just moved here from Connecticut, and I want the locals to be
Magnum condoms, dick pills,
and fucking joints,
and then EBT.
Is that CBD or is that real weed?
It's CBD.
We're not going to say the name of the company.
No. Mm-hmm.
No easy buckets.
No, we're not.
It's ICUP.
Mm. Oh, yeah, but anyway, it was just John Mayer is Jerry now.
Nuh-uh, he's just in the Grateful Dead?
He's in the Dead and Co.
Dead and Co.
But it's...
Jerry Garcia is dead, right?
Yeah, he's been dead since the 95.
Chill out, dude.
I mean, I'm not a deadhead. That's the first time I've... But honestly, being in that environment was... really fucking dark. Yeah. Damn. People that are still hippies in 2021.
How about Scary Arcia?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm a vampire, boo. Boo. Okay. I'm a ghost vampire.
Oh, Scary Arcia.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's me, Scary Retard CIA.
Yeah.
I'm also in the CIA.
What about
I'm a spy, I'm a vampire. Mm-hmm. I'm a scary.
Oh, I was gonna say instead of CIA, Cena. And he's actually...
Oh, John. C. What about Jerry?
You can't see me because I'm a retarded ghost. That is a good... Yeah, you're right.
What about Jerry Mind of Mencia?
Jerry Mind of Mencia. And he's like... You know, we got to give it to him. Is iconic.
No way. No one gives
him retarded.
I don't care what Joe Rogan has to say.
What's funny about it is it's an impression of Officer Doofy. It's not even an actual retard.
No. Who's Officer Doofy?
From Scary Movie.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Wow. I put my fingers in my ass.
Wow. That was awesome.
The retard cop.
Mm-hmm. Who was not the
it's
retard.
It's crazy that that guy had a job in the Obama administration.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That actor, like, quit acting.
He was head of the National Security
Administration. Well, he was, like, part of the Indian liaison.
No, was he? No way.
No, no, that you're thinking of Cal Penn.
No, I'm pretty sure
he didn't
sure
play
was,
Officer Doofy.
No, it was Officer Doofy. This who was hired in the Obama administration.
He had to be in character.
As a communications officer.
He had to go out. Yeah. He had to do Jen Psaki's job. But
as part of my administration, I'm going to hire all my favorite characters from parody movies. Came out in the last 15 years.
I watched Epic Movie this weekend.
Leslie Nielsen.
Wayans brothers will be dressed as the white chicks. And they will be taking turns as my press secretary.
The best movie.
Man, I tell you, there's one thing I love. It's watching Jen Psaki completely take Peter Doocy for a walk every day when he asks dumb questions.
Peter Doocy, is that a guy? It's just a big piece of walking shit.
Yeah,
like Deuce. Is it a big piece of shit with glasses on?
That's what Jen Psaki said.
Disrespectful questions of the administration, and she
who is that from Fox and Friends?
When she refuses to answer, no, that's his dad.
Oh, it's his son?
That's so funny. Oh, what a gay-ass family.
The Doocy family.
The Doocy. First of all, your name is Doocy. It's a cute name for shit.
Yeah.
And then you both fucking are gay-ass, both
Fox
high Republicans.
Fox and Friends, even if it was inaudible, even if, like, the show had never been produced with sound by accident and no one caught it.
Yes.
It just had been going on the air. It's completely silent, directly into nursing homes.
Yep.
The deaf residents that kind of enjoyed the break from the cacophony of your final years. Even if it had been inaudible, the show would read like as if there was something wrong just on like how they're seated.
Yeah.
Because they're all old people that are like sitting as
their knees are bending too much.
They're like all the way they're always at the edge of the couch.
Yeah.
And they're like, Let's. What's going on with Iraq?
Yeah.
What the hell is? And they don't use any of the couch.
I know.
It's just shoved up their ass. Basically.
They basically shove a couch up.
Maybe
their
you
ass.
Wouldn't be so fucking uptight about the virus, Brian Kilmeade, if you fucking you sat in a chair like a grown man.
Mm-hmm. So true.
And not this. Not the fucking. Not the like finger tinting. You know, whatever like ape posture is. You get a nice strap. We'll get a couple of elementary school chairs, the big kid chairs,
the big ones,
and swing them around, and you can pop
the other way. So they sit on them in the cool style,
A cool teacher.
And then we're getting everybody Kangol hats, and they're allowed to say motherfucker on the show.
That would be sick.
Yeah.
Fuck. What was I gonna say?
Oh yeah, I forgot to say.
Oh, you were telling an anecdote, Adam.
Oh yeah,
or something.
Go ahead.
Finish.
I'll finish my anecdote.
Please do.
But anyway, so then like we're like leaving the show, and I guess the second half of the experience is going to Shakedown, which is the lot where it's like all the people selling stuff after the show, right? And this like,
were you selling cock?
No, I was
not selling boy pussy.
I was not whoring myself out at the Grateful Dead Shakedown.
Were you putting that bussy out on the stroll?
No, but yeah, me and all my friends were all dosed up, and this like old timer like had to be 75, but like just came up to us, and he's like, man, the news was here, man, and they asked me, man, they were
this
like,
this is your impression of everyone over the age of 50.
No, it's not. Every single guy I'm not gonna do 50. An impression. Then he's
like, man, it's always that same guy. It's always Marc Maron.
All right. Well,
so what did Marc Maron have to say?
He was
maybe
like,
he sounded like this. The guy.
No, that's always your impression. To be fair,
there's probably 1.6 billion people on the planet. That
look,
sound
if
like
we're
that.
Doing math, you're right. That's
well, they're doing math, and we're not, and that's the problem.
That's why we're losing.
Coming up on Fox and Friends, but with better chairs. Fox and futons.
Fox and futons. That would be nice.
Yeah.
So what's this old guy have to say?
Oh, yeah. It was like, the news was here, man, and they wanted to talk to me, man. And they said, what happened here? And I said, something happened here, man. We talked to God tonight, man.
Oh, man.
And then
sucks.
I was just like, whatever. I was under the influence. And I just looked at him, and I was like...
You're like, that's beautiful,
and I was
brother.
Like, that didn't happen, right?
Wow.
And he was like...
You owned him, huh?
Yeah, then he just walked away real sad. He was like, yeah, it's an oldie but a goodie, man. And then he just, like, disappears into this fucking free carnival.
He was just telling you a story about one time when the news showed up?
The news showed up one time in the 40 years he's been going to these shows. But then my one friend who was there who's...
That guy's happy, though.
He's living his like... The life he wants to live.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what really bummed me
I've
out.
Actually, you know what, to be honest with you, I've been happy lately.
Yeah.
And all I did was clean my apartment.
It's all it takes.
Dude,
sometimes.
Jordan Peterson,
I know,
man.
He is right.
He's right.
I've also been doing a lot of Klonopin.
You okay. have to take pills and do gay-ass chores to be happy?
You know, I was wondering if it's possible to tuck your penis into your ass. Just on a Zoom.
Getting Zoom. Paid $10,000 to
Zoom
lecture.
Call with some other nerd. Yes, actually, there are scrolls that describe...
It seems impossible.
That all of the Greek philosophers would tuck their penis into their ass, and it used to be a sign of masculinity, and it mm-hmm. wasn't some weird sort of gay thumb-sucking
It wasn't
thing.
Gay when I used yeah. to do it. I have often put my penis into my own ass. Well, I would, but it's too short, yeah. so I tuck it into my... I glue forget. It into
I
my
feel
balls.
Like I'm doing George Lucas.
That's fine. Yeah. In the I put my balls yeah. in my ass. My dick doesn't reach, yeah. so I put my balls in my ass.
That's very interesting, George.
It's George the George Lucas versus Jordan Peterson
yeah.
debate.
Yeah, Jordan Peterson interviews George Lucas.
Would you ever consider having Jar Jar Binks, except his head is a penis?
And you can suck it.
And the ears, the long ears, are balls. Yeah, actually, yes. I thought about that in dreams that I had, but the computers at the time when The Phantom Menace came out, they told me that it wasn't possible yep. to do it with the computers. And I found out years later that the lawyers had actually circumvented my orders and told the animators not to make Jar Jar's a man with a penis head.
Big floppy with ball ears.
The studio had given me complete control up until that point, and the board voted against me secretly behind my back, and they removed the penis head Jar Jar.
And that was the beginning of the end?
And that's when I called up Robin Williams and I told him to kill himself.
I said, I knew you did it, you
he
fucking weird
it.
Piece of shit.
I mistakenly thought for a second when I started saying that he had played Jar Jar Binks for some reason.
Wow.
For some reason.
That's a massive fuck
that
up.
Robin Williams. That would have been awesome if Robin Williams played Jar Jar Binks.
I legitimately thought that underneath George Lucas. For some reason, I personally...
That Robin Williams was doing that weird Jamaican
yeah,
voice.
I was imagining Jar Jar Binks, and I was imagining Robin Williams being like, ooh, what's this?
Oh,
a Jedi.
Oh, look at this. Trying to get some pussy.
How about Jed Live? Mm-hmm. Instead of Jed Die, that sounds bad. It sounds like Jew.
Which we all know is bad.
Luckily, we don't have any of those in space.
Except Watto. We have to kill him.
Darth Vader, they say he's more machine than man. Cool. That sounds pretty cool to me.
I wish I was a machine.
What kind of machine? An answering machine?
Beep, boop.
You have just reached my pussy.
You've reached a picture of my penis.
You've reached the picture of my penis as an answering machine. Leave a message for this. I won't hear it, but this picture of my penis will.
I got a phone for a picture of my penis.
Setting up an answering machine for a picture of your dick. Yeah, that's good stuff right there.
You've reached a pig doing the blackface voice while saying that.
To explain, to say what kind of machine is Darth Vader.
You've reached a picture of my penis.
Oh, fuck, dude. Boys, I'm thinking we get a diner-style breakfast somewhere.
I would
after
love that,
this.
Dude. I've actually been back on the diet kick.
Okay.
Just because it took a while to sober up.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've been sober for 2 months.
Nice. That's cool.
And now I clean my apartment.
Yeah, my next move is sobriety, actually, because what fucked me more than anything on the road. And by the way, thank you to everybody who came out to these fucking shows. They were awesome. And this Prince of Pleasure tour keeps rolling, coming to a city near motherfucking you. But the thing that fucked me up more than anything was getting fucking high out of my mind. Because it's like,
yeah,
you can, like, if you're sober, even if you have a couple drinks, it's like, all right, you might have a couple fries here or there. But when you're fucking high as shit, you're like, all right, let me order four pizzas by myself.
No, I feel like I legitimately turned into a cocaine addict this year.
Yeah.
In the past, it was always, like, recreational. But then this year with, like, I don't know, like, with New Year's ending and then everybody was like, I don't know. I mean, I guess I started, like, socializing more.
Right. That's just what happened. You just got friends and you became addicted to cocaine.
Yeah, it was just all over. I was hanging out in Chelsea a lot. And
A bunch of guys.
Some of my new friends.
Hanging out with.
Some of my
you
German,
got into jockstrap.
Some of my German bodybuilding friends.
Yeah. They would invite you over.
They invited me over, and I don't even remember most of it.
They
That's
were like,
the
we will
part.
Put it on your asshole to numb it.
Yeah.
And then once you got into cocaine,
I'm like, where was
for its
that?
Asshole numbing properties.
Was I hanging out with Robin Williams for 6 months?
That's what you call being suicidal. That's what you call considering killing yourself every day. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of hanging out with Robin Williams. Ooh, just do it.
Yeah.
Come on, pussy. No
you
one's going to miss
a
you.
Picture of my penis.
Everyone's going to be happier. Just as Robin Williams trying to talk you.
Ooh, you're
yourself.
A burden. Him just in the closet. His family. Ooh, you're an emotional burden.
Oh.
No, that's the thing. It's like, because I can tell you, being on the other side, because I really don't ever think about killing myself at all.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't even think I'm like, I think I just kind of grew out of depression at this point.
It just happens. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'm 32. It's like,
you're 32, you're rich. Yeah. Your life's fine, you know?
My life is nice.
Yeah, it's great. It's actually, that's what I was thinking when I was on tour. I was like, damn, this shit fucking rules. Like, my problem is like, don't have too much of a good time and ruin your body more.
Yeah.
That's my biggest issue. Because don't have too much, don't have so much fun, you kill yourself is my problem in life right now.
Yeah. No, I the other day I went outside and somebody like left a like deep fucking gouge in my car. After, because like if you live in Brooklyn, like your car is going to get fucked up no matter what.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, usually if I like park on my block, I don't have like an issue with people like hitting my car. But somebody just fucking smashed into the back of it and cracked the bumper, that was
sucks.
Annoying. You know, it was annoying. I'm like, why didn't I buy one of those like bumper bullies or whatever? I should have done that. And then, so I just parked it in front of my place. And I was like, I'm not going to move it because I know the neighbors and like, you know, I'm between them and I don't have to worry about that shit. And then I go outside and there's like a fucking, I don't know, it's like a garbage man or something.
Oh, no.
Like, in the past, I would have been like, God, that would have like ruined my day.
Yeah.
But now it's like, all right, well, it's just a fucking car.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll go like, fucking work on it.
Well, I mean, not even that. It's like,
who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Like, I am incredibly lucky.
Yeah.
It's weird because you spend a lot of time trying to like force yourself to be grateful. And that's when you know you don't actually have anything to be grateful for.
Right. Right. When it comes easy.
Yeah, the people
when you're
that
like,
are like, you should practice gratefulness. It's because it's been shoved in their face.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing.
Most of your life is getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, just be grateful for like the four okay things.
So you're talking about Ian?
Huh?
Ian always talks about gratefulness.
But that's because he goes to like meetings and stuff.
Yeah.
And so he's
Ian
filled his mind with that poison.
That's what
we should have Ian back on, actually.
I would love to. I miss him.
We can. I had to switch the accounting software over, so I was having trouble printing checks for a little bit. But
we could have paid Ian in letting him suck our dicks though,
That's true.
I would have
Venmoed
him.
We didn't no.
I would have Venmoed him
the most.
Well, at least I would have gotten my dick sucked, you know.
But I didn't want to have guy. I didn't want to have somebody on and then not pay them.
Yeah. By Mrs. Ian. Mm-hmm. By Lady Ian.
Yeah, dude. I know. I really was kind of I was thankful when I was on tour. I was like, damn, this fucking this is sick. I love doing comedy. Mm-hmm. It's so much better than a regular fucking stupid fucking job.
Oh yeah, all jobs suck.
Yeah.
You know what I think about a lot, and I that's like just sort of like a fascinating type of guy to me is
a guy that's sucking your cock.
Yeah,
and you jack off to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he is fascinating.
This is fascinating.
This guy, that guy, that kind of guy is fascinating.
This is
to Nick
frankly,
is
this
fascinating.
Is, this is fascinating.
I would love to interview that kind of guy.
He now you remember
drill into his
you,
brain.
You remember the guys from like 10 years ago that were like the all comedy guys, like the purple hoodie guys.
Sure,
they do improv and stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
And they always had a name like Brendan Scott Ian.
Yeah.
Like one of those three names.
The triple names,
the
of pick, course.
Yeah, the Scott Ian Brendan or Brendan. Brandon Scott Scotterson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like always they're like
they're up talkers.
They're like, what's up? You know, like
yeah,
doing
yeah,
the show.
Of course.
And then they're you know
singing
like,
a lot of their punchlines.
They say you they guys a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
there's
you
nothing
guys.
Wrong. There's nothing wrong with saying you guys.
Like you do. You
yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah.
Those
oh
guys,
my God!
Like you
do,
yeah,
because that's
good.
A thing.
Yeah,
the original. I mean,
oh,
now it's
that's
beyond.
A thing is
now
great.
It's beyond like parody to be
yeah.
like that,
yeah.
but they were really doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I
yeah.
can think of so many.
I remember those guys.
And he walked all the way around the store to get a can of beans.
Oh yeah,
it's like you know, but just those guys. But they're off stage.
A lot of rap lyrics.
Don't, yeah,
mm-hmm.
if you don't,
a lot
do,
of
la-
rap.
If you don't,
a
lot of rap
where the rapper's the funny one.
Real hip hop.
Yeah, yeah.
If those guys.
If you're not like part of like a scene, then you don't get a taste of their off stage interactions. But they're always like career oriented. And I can't think of a single one that any of this worked out for.
No.
They're probably in some writers, some horrible writers room, honestly.
No, I think most of them
that doesn't
have
count as working
failed.
Out.
Yeah.
I
think most of them
most
have
of them
absolutely
are, yeah,
failed.
And to just imagine, like, a purple hoodie with, like, leather elbow patches on
yeah.
it under an overpass in front of, like, a burning barrel of oil somewhere.
Like you do.
Yeah. They're like, do you mind if I suck your dick for a hit of crack? Like you do. To the other homeless people.
Yeah.
And it's like, how did you end up down here? And it's like, I tried to make a dating app. I moved to San Francisco to make a dating app, but the market got flooded by women. And I only ever learned Python. I don't know what fucking... I wish I knew anything about
it. Yeah, other languages.
Yeah, software stuff, so I could do that bit. But
it's
yeah.
all right, man.
The idea is it's a, whatever the what's the word corollary, or the analog in the software development world to the guy that used to be the upbeat career oriented, you know. Those guys were always.
Oh, that's tricky.
Those guys
yeah.
were listening to podcasts before anybody.
Absolutely.
They would
they
come to show.
And I remember thinking podcasts were fucking so gay because of those guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
Those guys probably, honestly, delayed this
yeah.
podcast happening.
Yeah,
by
I
like
just
a
listened
year.
To the Kyle Kinane interview on Badass Robot.
Yeah.
And it was actually like kind of really interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
It was actually kind of really.
He reminds me a lot of myself. Actually.
Yeah,
no, those
because
guys, yeah.
When you think about it, a lot of comedy is about like really finding your voice.
Mm-hmm. I'm still searching for
it. And that's what I heard on the podcast. So listening to it under the cartoonishly large headphones.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, those oh guys God. Are the those guys are the backbone of Marin's whole audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for those guys, it wouldn't have taken off as much.
Oh, they love Marin.
I mean, listen, I loved Marin at first, too. I don't want to shit talk too much.
He had some bangers.
That Louis three-parter. Yeah.
How about Mark Barron?
What's that?
his balls are dry?
No, his pussy doesn't work.
Oh, no, I meant like Barron Trump.
Oh.
Wow.
And he's like, I'm...
I'm tall and retarded.
I travel through time and space and seek out new races and information. That's how I imagine he talks.
Yeah.
How can I travel interdimensionally? He is. He's kind of like a weird ethereal. He's like one of the Prometheus.
Yeah.
Like not Prometheus, really, but he is like some sort of ancient...
Like Mr. Burns when he looked like an alien.
He's like the Chozo from Metroid, kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah. He's like 6'11 now.
Yeah.
He's so big now.
It would be so funny if he was like the best basketball player of his generation.
I mean, he's got to really fuck up to not make the league at this point.
Yeah. That would be so fucking annoying. Actually, it would be sick.
It would be
sick.
You
have Trump at the fucking in the stands. Just be like, he wouldn't be. He wouldn't support his children.
No, he wouldn't go to a single game.
Actually, but no, he's a front runner when it comes to his children. These other children just happen to be losers.
They're losers.
If Trump was a jock, if Barron was a fucking jock, just fucking dunking on black people, Trump would love that, dude.
I miss him so much.
He's all right, dude.
You miss Trump?
Yeah. When I saw him do that, you guys used to hook up. No, it doesn't return.
Do you fuck guys that look like Trump?
No, you know I don't.
I don't know that. It's been a while since we've recorded.
You know that's not my vibe, dude. Mm-hmm.
It might have been your vibe, dude. You might have been getting dogged out in France by big fat guys.
By businessmen?
Yeah. No. While your girlfriend watched.
I was in...
One, two, three. Baguette, pogo stick.
Yeah.
Vagina.
Baguette, pogo stick.
They do talk like that. They do. Funny, yeah.
How long were you in France?
Yeah, that's French. German is like, yes, I've... Seinfeld and Poopo Diaper.
Poopo Diaper.
Poopo Diaper, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Kramer.
Kramer.
George Lane.
Ah, yeah,
hello,
yeah,
Newman.
Kramer.
Banya.
Elaine. Elaine Seinfeld and Kramer. Poopo Diaper
Uncle
and Seinfeld.
Leo.
Yeah.
Uncle Leo.
Double dip.
I was in the pool.
Double I dip. Was in shrinkage.
Yeah. This is
she
very
had
good.
Manhans.
Every day in Germany. Yeah. That's what Germans sound like.
I was there for... I went to Spain for a week. We like ran out of car and drove around.
You went to Spain?
Yeah, it was really nice.
What was your whole itinerary?
We were in Paris for a couple days and then took a train to the south and rented a car and drove around. Went to Marseille. Marseille is really sick.
Marseille
is like the Middle East. It's like wild.
What do you
it's
mean,
like
it's the Middle East?
It's like a port city. It's like a bunch of Algerian dudes. I don't think any of them took the vaccine.
Yeah.
I went to a Olympic Marseille soccer match. They were just setting fires in the stadium. Just chaos.
Is it soccer season already?
Yeah, it's back. It was honestly, it was one of the coolest sporting events I've ever been to. Those guys go absolutely insane. And it's all men. None of them are wearing shirts.
They're not. No broads allowed, for sure.
No bitches. They're different supporters groups that have different, like, angles.
How about Booty Allen? He's like, oh, my ass is just so fat.
Oh, my God.
My ass is just too fat.
I'm caked up.
I think he looks like that Luigi at the beach picture.
Yeah.
I love that.
And that's Booty Allen.
That's good.
I think Parisians are faggots, but I think people in the South are pretty sick, actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you feel more of an alpha than
the
guys
gonna,
in Paris?
We're gonna lose our Parisian audience.
Just fuck.
I know.
They'd be like, we only listen for Adam. we Adam is the favorite character, the Jew character, the Jew cartoon. Yeah. We love the racist Jew cartoon who is an actor play with a fake nose. It's a man who does Jew clown.
Yeah, they love clown. They love Jerry Lewis.
The comedy is a the best comedy is like a guy walking on a tightrope and juggling at the same time.
Yeah, it's very funny to them.
Then he does maybe a somersault and he has big red nose.
Yep.
And maybe he has a flower and a handkerchief.
And it squirt the water.
And he pulls
the
handkerchief from his mouth. And then there goes Lane, George.
Oh, wow. You like German-style comedy?
Yes. Yeah.
Germanic comedy.
Dude, I went to see Greek comedy because my cousins...
It would be nice.
How was it?
Just spend the money...
What's that, masks?
Spend the money to shoot it like a 20-minute, make it look like... Well, you shoot it in black and white in the camps, Auschwitz. You hire a bunch of actors. And the commandant and all the German guards are just like, Seinfeld! Seinfeld und Kramer, Bubu Diver!
Just a lot of like... just very shots of Jews crying, right. Just single tears in the camps, eating like little dried rats, yeah. Or whatever, hiding. So the mother trying to teach their small child how to read in secret.
Yeah. Seinfeld und Elaine. Coco T-bone.
What was Greek comedy like?
Dude, was
it like homophobic or
it's this show.
It is this show. It's this show.
Oh, but, cool.
But you know what? Not as concise.
Really?
Like I watch sketch comedy. All the sketches are like.
You remember that movie, The Octopus?
20 minutes long.
No.
What was the movie, The Octopus?
There's a Greek movie, The Octopus.
I don't remember that.
It came out like 6 years ago.
They got some good movies.
Yeah, we got some fucking. We got. Listen, that's the funny thing is that like. There is good fucking movies and there's good art, but man, the
Yorgos,
comedy.
Dude, that guy's wrong.
Yeah, Yorgo. Yorgaki. Yasure Yorgo Lanthime. But yeah, dude, this shit was like.
Yeah.
The jokes were literally like, this guy is gay. This woman is fat.
So it's us.
This woman is fat. Literally, yeah, yeah. But like, people paid. Like,
was it killing?
Dude, this guy sells out. 1,000-seater.
1,000?
Every day. I'm not kidding. He only takes Sundays off.
What?
And it's... I'm
Six
not joking.
6 days a week?
6 days a week.
He's the hardest He's working the hard, man
He works hard as shit, for real.
Damn.
And it's like... And the sketches are like... And they're all like... He also hosts Family Feud in Greece. So there's like... He's their Steve Harvey.
I guess
there's
a
15-minute...
I've completely... There's no such movie called The Octopus.
You think of The Lobster?
No, I'm not thinking of The Lobster.
Well, it's seafood.
It was a Greek movie from, I don't know.
The Lobsters.
Is it that movie where they're all on a boat?
They are.
They're all doing competitions against each other?
Yeah, that movie
rocks,
dude.
That movie's great.
What's the fuck is the name of that movie?
It's, I don't know. I remember it was directed by a woman, though.
Octopus
really
Sally. That was her name.
Sally Octopus. Sally
Octopus.
Yeah, old Sally Octopus.
Sally Octopussy.
Yeah. She's like, hello, boys. Who's trying to fuck me?
What is it called? I forget.
That's a great
good.
Movie.
That movie is sick.
Yeah.
Me and George watched that back in
I
the
think
day.
Spanish people are pretty chill. Compared to French people, they seem like they don't dress like they wear like just graphic tees, and they're pretty chill.
It's
but
awesome.
I didn't hear any European people when they were hanging out with each other. I didn't hear anyone laughing.
What are you talking?
Everyone's
about?
Just having conversations, but not
no.
No one's making their friends laugh.
Shut up, dude.
Yeah,
I just that's such a fucking stupid
observation. Germans laugh all the time.
Dude, they laugh.
Germans love laughing. The French don't laugh for
people,
sure.
The French, I didn't hear them laugh. Like the people are very serious.
Greek people laugh big time.
I'm sure Greek people seem more
Greek
jovial
laugh,
and fun.
Germans laugh. The English laugh a lot.
Greek people, the whole culture,
like getting pissed.
The whole culture is hanging out, dude. Just killing time.
Yeah.
Getting fucked up, drinking beers, on the beach, drinking coffee.
I also thought the girls were hotter in Spain. Nice. I thought girls in Spain are pretty hot.
They probably have fatter titties.
They're pretty hot, dude.
Should I go to Spain?
Yeah. You should go
to Spain. Adam went there because he thought it was, he misread it, and he thought it was ass pain. Mm-hmm. He saw that on the map. He's like, I want to go here.
I need some of that.
I need
to get me some of that.
I need, this hits all of my buttons.
Honey, I'm going to go to Spain I'm going to go to ass pain a couple days early.
Oh, what's this place?
I'll
it sounds cute.
Ass pain?
I'll go check it out.
I'll
go check out this entire country. You stay here in the hotel and don't fuck any other guys while I'm gone. That's the man's job.
Yeah, that's true.
That's men's work. Your job is to stay here and clean.
Clean the hotel.
So you clean the entire hotel. Because that was the arrangement.
I'm
going to
be an ass pain.
Here. I agreed to suck the manager's dick and also you clean the place.
It's good, man. You got to be thrifty. That's
now,
smart.
Now,
that's how you
quickly
keep your
pack
money.
Your bags. You have to run away because they did not accept my offer, and now I'm wanted for sexually assaulting
for raping
manager.
An elderly manager, elderly hotel manager,
an old Indian
who couldn't defend himself.
Yeah. Please, no, sir, do not. Please.
I unplugged his wheelchair while it was charging and sucked his cock. He couldn't get away. Mm. The perfect crime.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ass pain was pretty cool.
So France and Spain was your little excursion?
Yeah, it was nice. We just drove around, decided where we were going the next day, like the night before.
Where ass pain did you go?
I went to the Costa Brava, like north of Barcelona, south of like the border.
Okay.
With France. They don't check for your passport or anything. You just drive across.
Europe, baby. It's nice.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah, I went there. And then I went back to America. And then I saw the Grateful Dead. That was my month.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Did a did something called an ice cold fatty in the lot at the Dead show.
What's that?
Big old nitrous balloon.
Hell yeah.
with some hippies.
Does that make your voice deep?
I didn't see it have an effect on my voice. They call it hippie crack.
There's a type of gas you can use that's like the opposite of helium. Helium.
Borium, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know.
It sounds like a pill Adam takes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every
right before he does the show.
What if he's without the pill, he's like the
I forgot my borium.
Most engaging guy you've ever met in your life.
Yeah, I have to slow myself down to give you guys a chance.
Give us a fighting chance.
Yeah.
Instead of, unlike me, with my interesting stories, such as I saw a French guy and somebody dinged my car.
Yep.
Listen, well, that's the seasoning on top of this
show.
These
are the kind of killer stories that people tune in for. Not my vacation to Europe.
Well, look, we got a couple more minutes to talk about what kind of breakfast we're going to get.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to go get it.
How
about instead of French toast, Spanish toast?
Oh, okay.
Maybe go do that.
What's on Spanish toast?
It's French toast, but with salsa instead of syrup.
That's pretty good.
It is good.
It's got paella.
I make
on
that
it
shit at home all the time.
Spanish toast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I just want to write. I'm sorry, you were saying something, Adam? You've already had breakfast?
Dude, I honestly.
Yeah, but I remembered at a diner you can get lunch.
With
so
the sleep deprivation?
Myself.
Fuck you, Adam.
With why? Fuck me.
The sleep deprivation. Why? Man,
I've missed you. And you say fuck me to me within an hour of seeing
me?
Yeah,
because you were about to veto my. I clearly really want a breakfast.
You could have a breakfast. I'll have a lunch.
Yeah, but if it wasn't,
I'll get a BLT.
We'll go somewhere that it's. Adam, did you drive here?
I did.
You're driving us to Bel Air Diner.
Okay.
Where's Bel Air?
He already
Air
said
Diner?
Okay. It's in Queens.
We're not going to Queens.
He's driving.
We're not going back
as
to Queens.
No,
I'm not spending my day driving back and forth to Astoria.
Your house?
Yeah.
You're not driving, though.
No. Unless we do the episode in the car and you drop me off at my house, we're not going to Bel Air.
What we should do is hook the microphones up to the back of the car and just drag them across the street for an hour.
Now we're in business.
And then set a timer for 20 minutes and be like, BlueChew.com. Right back. Hey man, you got that's cop.
That would be fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That would be badass.
And then someone sitting at home listening to the entire hour of it and then writing an angry email. How dare you?
I've been stealing this show for 5 years. You owe it to me to do a really good job.
Yeah, when I get one of those emails,
send.
I print them out.
Email. Dear Netflix, how dare you not have the Marvel Cinematic Universe in its entirety?
Dude, does your microphone smell like pussy, or is that my thumbs?
It might be my the microphone.
Wait, are you bragging?
It's
stuff?
Probably my house.
I can't tell.
You get some pussy last night?
Listen, a gentleman never sucks and fucks and tells.
Yeah. You never suck a guy and tell us?
I never suck a guy and tell
you're
you
on the down low.
I'm a DL brother.
You're a DL type of brother.
Just I'm a down low type brother.
Sav and a bunch of other black fellas.
I'm on the DL, brother.
Mm-hmm. Having sex with each other.
Now that's what I call a nice little fucking afternoon.
That is.
You get the boys together, you fucking lick their cocks, you lick their asses.
The boys, you talk about sports.
The boys are back in town.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a town in which the boys have come back. In the Twilight Zone.
What were we doing with the Twilight Zone?
It was really good.
The Twilight Zone is ripe for...
Yeah.
I should, not on the show, but when I'm alone in my apartment for the next 35 years.
Yep.
Do a lot of the Twilight Zone.
Imagine a town in which the boys have come back.
Imagine a town.
I think it would go a little something like this.
Imagine a town where Adam wasn't gay.
What do you mean a
town? Everyone's screaming.
Mm. Why? But he has
Why
to be
isn't
gay.
He gay?
Everyone's like, no!
Wow, that's trippy.
No!
In some kind of
trippy.
Crying.
In some kind of fucked up.
I don't even get why.
Imagine some kind of
all the women
up
are killing their children.
They're killing their children.
You should live in a world like this.
Many people have heard the expression that all dogs are boys and all cats are girls. But what if that were real? Today on the Twilight Zone, season 80 million.
Didn't they redo it and it flopped probably?
Yeah. You know, they also redid that. I completely forgot. I like memory holed it until like last week. Remember The Outer Limits?
No.
I remember that show.
That Do Not Adjust Your Television set. Yeah.
I don't remember that. I thought you were going to say Power Rangers.
Outer Limits was big. No,
they did a Power Rangers movie a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
But they made like a gritty reboot.
They literally did.
Yeah.
And some bitch who's kind of hot played Rita. And I considered jacking off to it. Yeah. But
sometimes when I beat off,
I just didn't really have it in me.
I pull down my pants and I go, make my penis grow.
Make it grow.
And then I jack off to Rita Repulsive.
Dude, she's hot. We've been over this. I'm going to fuck Rita for sure.
Oh, we've been over it. Oh, pal, we've talked about this.
And what was she, like, get Filipino? Or this is exactly
for this wall, yeah, I kind of want to get like a shield and some swords.
That would be so sick right here above
the
TV.
Yeah, but yeah.
You should absolutely do that.
Yeah, I was thinking about what could go up there. I was thinking maybe a big-ass clock.
Mm-hmm. Nah, but then a shield and two swords crossed over
it.
Yeah.
An animal's head?
An animal's head could be cool.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
But it would have to be, you know what would
the
be...
The problem is the molding.
You know what would be sick is just a bunch of snakes draped.
I don't know. You're losing me on that. I'm all on board with...
Human skulls with daggers.
Okay, I'm back in. Through the eye holes.
Yeah, snakes coming out of them.
Just, what you want is the Ed Hardy logo, but in real life.
Yeah, or like a Grim Reaper, but he's smoking weed.
Now we're back.
It's a statue that comes out of the wall.
Yeah.
And it's constantly blowing smoke directly.
Blowing weed smoke.
That's cool.
I told you, awesome. Did I tell you I met that guy? I was talking to him. And he was like...
What guy? The Grim Reaper?
Nah, it's a guy I just know. And he was talking about... Adam, I told you this. No, the guy that was like, I already got it. It's in my will. At my funeral, it's in my will. So it's already paid for. I'm going to ask my pops. But that when I die, they're going to cremate my body. And the casket's going to be made out of marijuana.
Hell yeah.
And then the smoke is going to blow into the room where they're doing the funeral and smoke up my whole family. Mm. And then afterwards, they go out to a diner, and it's all paid for already.
That's awesome.
Wow, that's badass.
Can I be honest? That's actually a pretty awesome funeral plan.
But we weren't talking about funeral plans.
He just brought it up?
He brought it up, yeah.
That's not bad, dude. Mm-hmm. I want the whole team to go out, have a nice meal on me.
No. I want one of those. What I would love, nothing more in my life, is to be described as presumed dead. Like that one Rockefeller that got eaten by primitives.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I didn't even know about him.
You didn't?
Are you talking about the one who got AIDS? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're calling being
Nelson,
gay?
Nelson Rockefeller's one of his sons. I think Michael Rockefeller.
Yeah. We just have to have a ceremony where we fill a casket with things that remind us of you.
Yeah, he was doing
like, your body.
He was doing like a documentary or something, and he was sailing around, and like his like boat capsized, and he decided to swim to the shore. And he swam to an island filled with, like, you know, primitives, and they fucking cannibalized him.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and the family never found him.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Shouts out to those cannibals.
That's awesome. But can you imagine, like, all these eat the rich fucking losers on Twitter, and they got beaten
up. Some 311 guy in a loincloth did it, bitch. How does it feel?
All the like, I'm a fucking hardcore eat the rich communist as of 2018. Mm-hmm. And yeah, eat the rich. Well, pal, I got bad news for you. Somebody's already on that.
Are you barbecuing at Rockefeller?
And guess what? It did not stop the tsunami.
That's true.
Yeah, they thought it would. And in fact, you could say that God punished them.
God punished them for taking a white life.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're trying to eat the rich. I'm trying to beat my bitch.
That's so imagine, true. Adam loves
the imagine the guy
abuse.
Seeing a guy.
I'm trying to get rich and I'm trying to beat my bitch. I'm trying to get rich and beat my bitch.
A witch doctor turning around and he's got like on the horizon, there's a storm coming. And the witch doctor leans up and he turns to face the rest of the tribe, and the storm's still coming on the horizon. And he's just got blood all over his mouth and half of a man's penis hanging out of it. And he's like, go back. And then in subtitles it says, bad news. It turns out God's white.
Owned.
And that's the Nelson Rockefeller story.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty
good. Well, folks, we'll see you Wednesday.
See ya.